I went from just barely being able to believe for myself to being able to stand and pray for healing and see God move. I went from just being somebody that hoped that he got by to being able to be blessed and be able to pray to bless others. I've reached a place in my life where I realize that the blessings that I'm given do not define nor establish my faith. But as I walk uprightly to him, it gives me the foundation. The blessings are for us to give to others. He blesses you so that you can supply it to somebody. He gives you the privilege to come to the house of God so that you can bless somebody. So if you're just coming and existing, I'm sorry to tell you, that's not how it works. He didn't call you to come and just sit here. He didn't call you to come and just exist and be another drone of the world. He said we were a separate people, different. That means you should sound different than everybody else. You should have a different personality than the world has. You should walk in such a countenance that people would not be afraid to approach you. I have people all the time. I think I'm just naturally approachable by the anointing God has given me. People feel comfortable talking to me. And I'm all right with that. I am good with receiving anything that people want to talk about. But if I didn't open my heart to love people, to receive them, to be interested in their problems, they're not going to come to you. And I know you've all met that person that you don't want to say nothing to about nothing. Because by the time you tell them, it's already went 8 different ways in 8 different stories. And by the time it gets back to you, it's totally untrue. You've got to learn to not cast your pearls before the swine. You've got to learn to treat your faith like a treasure. If it's important to you, somebody needs to write this down. If it's important to me, then I'm going to fight for it. If this is important to you to change, to grow, then you're going to do something about it. Stop coming in and just existing. Stop coming in and just letting things go by and saying, I hope I make it. But realize who you are in God and that you are alive as he has made you alive. Let's go ahead and read on. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. If you can remember that he dwells in you, then you'll realize that you are never dead. Even when you feel counted out, you can realize that you are never without life because he's always with you. Oh, if I didn't have the assurance that he was with me, I would have already hung it up a long time ago. I've already been so discouraged by people, so discouraged by a lack of response, so discouraged by everything that I saw with my eyes, I would have already given it up. But guess what? As I began to step out more, there was something inside of me that began to burn and be quickened. And I realized in that moment that it was not just a good feeling, but it is a reassurance that I am not alone in what I'm going through. But if you're not going to get down from time to time and begin to call out to the Lord, then you're going to miss out on the quickening that reminds you that you're alive. If you're not going to get down and say, God, I need you today. Lord, I need you in my life right now. I need you to grow me. God, I need you to move me. I need you to bless me, Lord, and begin to call to him, then we're missing the reminder that he is with us and that we are alive. Because you might think that everybody in here tonight feels like they're a part of something, but there's some people in here even now that feel alone. And I'm going to tell you, as I feel inspired of the Holy Ghost, brothers, sisters, remember you are not alone. You have somebody, and we are not alone in our fight. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 says, Know ye that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. And this is what I love about this that God gave me. Since he is alive, we have assurance for the future. When other people would dread tomorrow, we can look forward to what tomorrow has in store. If I lay my head down and don't get up tomorrow, I have assurance of where I will go. If I lay down my head tonight and lose everything I have tomorrow, I still have assurance that God is with me And if God be for me, who can be against me? He said that no weapon formed against you could prosper. So you've got to claim your shield of faith and say, you're not getting to me today like you did yesterday. I'm growing up and going on. If you want to be a babe in Christ, guess what? We're not serving the milk here. You're going to have to go get your milk elsewhere. We're growing up. We've been to church too long. We've sat and rotted under doctrines too long. We've sat under religion too long. If we can't stand on our faith now, what are we going to do for tomorrow? We've got a youth that is crying and dying. We've got young people that are being preyed upon daily. And I fear that as we grow more concerned just about us, we're missing them. You see, there's a lot of people that just want to feel like they have somebody. They want to feel like they belong somewhere. And as their longing and loneliness takes over their life, guess what? The devil comes and tempts them to fail. But you know what? This is my last thing I'm telling you, and you can be glad I'm done. I refuse to live any longer and not have a voice. I refuse to live another day and miss them anymore. They're too important to me to come in and just pretend that I'm somebody in God. Your life is more important to me than for me to come in and just read some bland sermon and be done in 15 minutes and go home. That's not going to cause you to survive. You've got to know and understand that every day that you ain't living, you're dying. Every day that you're not stepping out, you're falling back. Every day that you're not getting in deeper, you're going up to the shallow side. You've got to know and understand that you've got to learn to fight for people or they're going to perish in the lake of fire. You've got to understand that the last days are upon us, and if you don't stand by your faith, you're going to call out, Lord, Lord, one day and not be in that number. I'm going to do something different tonight. I'm going to give you a call to prayer. I'm not making an altar call. I'm giving you a call to prayer. You pray wherever you're sitting. If you want to come kneel, you kneel. If you want to stand, you stand. But we've been preaching about faith for the past 2 weeks. And tonight we're going to let this be our D-Day. We're going to let this be our ground zero. We're going to start beginning to build upon the foundation that God's laid upon us. We're going to know that He is able. We're going to know He's available. And we're going to know that He makes intercession for us, which makes us alive as we're connected to Him. And I'm going to say this, if it's important to you, you're going to pray with us right now. If you got to get home, you just get home. We'll miss you. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask that they come and play some music tonight. And I want to create an atmosphere that you feel comfortable beginning to pray. But it's time, church, to stop pretending. It's time to stop existing. And it's time to start living. If this is important to you, if you want a change in a legal battle, if you want a financial miracle, if you're wanting things to begin to turn around in your life, you have got to learn and understand that it has to be your voice that lets God know that I want things to be different. And if you want to sit in silence, if you want to pretend like that you don't have to, then you go ahead and accept that things aren't going to improve and you're going to go around the merry-go-round of life until it throws you up somewhere and you won't be prepared for the outcome that is coming. God is beginning to call this church to begin to be a people that can receive the sick and let them be healed. He is beginning to call this church to be somebody that won't let the youth of today be thrown away and cast out and say they're not important. God is calling this body to begin to come alive. If you believe that and you want God to begin to strengthen your faith, you find a place somewhere right now and begin to pray.